This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in South Korea, where the latest outbreak of COVID-19 has affected the nightclub district in Seoul, where all the LGBTI clubs are. So South Korea has taken the step to start to reopen their economy. Lots of people took advantage of that, went out into the nightclub precincts, and there has been a second wave of infections, a little cluster within the nightclub area of Seoul. So far, 29 new cases have been found, and all nightclubs and bars have since been closed.
But this wouldn't be a problem if it wasn't for the taboo of about homosexuality in South Korea.
Exactly. It's causing lots of problems, one of which is getting people, because it's because although it's not illegal to be gay, it is highly taboo, as you point out. Therefore, it's hard to get the gay population to come forward in order to be tested. So there could actually be many more cases.
So people are afraid of being outed and possibly losing their jobs if they get outed.
That's right. One of the papers actually printed the names and personal details of people who had been diagnosed. What they said was that this was, you know, to let people know if they'd had any contact with these people to come forward. But of course, that's a tremendous invasion of their privacy. And then the flip side of this is then the gay community has come under attack from people, mainly nameless profiles on gay dating apps, and people being threatened with being outed. So there's quite a bit of pain for the LGBT community in Seoul at the moment.
Yeah, one of the articles actually compares it to homophobia during the AIDS crisis. So that's quite serious if that's what they're getting at the moment.
But Stefan, you've got some good news.
Yes, in Costa Rica, I think it's the latest or the first Central American country to approve gay marriage. It was voted on in August 2018, but it will come into effect on May 26th, so next week.
So but this is one of the ones where the courts have actually made the ruling and said, look, Parliament, you need to deal with this, but if you don't deal with it by May 26th, it automatically becomes law.
That's right. And but they did, so last Tuesday, some parliamentarians tried to put another motion to delay it for another 18 months. But this hasn't gone through yet. So as you said, it will, if nothing happens, it happens on the 26th.
It's interesting because both sides are using the coronavirus as a reason to support their argument. So the ones that are trying to delay it are saying we need to delay it so we can concentrate on the pandemic, whereas the people that want it to go through say let's get it over with and then we can concentrate
I mean we've seen the pandemic being used in other countries for loads of erosion of rights or to put things forward, like the giving blood. So it's really, yes, there's the argument in on both sides.
So far they've only had 20 members of Parliament put forward the motion. They need 38 just to get it discussed.
But he did get a bit violent about it, though. There was a punch up. Punch up on the floor of the assembly.
So, you know, if we look at Latin America, though, we got same-sex wedding in Argentina, Ecuador, Brazil, Colombia, Uruguay, and some parts of Mexico. So it's kind of gathering momentum.
But this would be the first Central American country. So
parts of Mexico, but you have the full country.
Now, Paul, you've been keeping a very close eye on Europe, obviously, and you've got some European news.
Yes, well, the ILCA organisation, advocacy organisation, have done their annual list of the most and least LGBTI-friendly countries in Europe. Who do you think came out on top? Okay, it was a bit of a surprise to me.
No, it has to be Malta. They are just so far ahead of everybody else. And they won it. I think they're about the third year running they've been number one.
Okay. Because I would have thought places like the Netherlands and Sweden, which are both quite high, would be up there. I was actually surprised by Montenegro. They actually came above the Netherlands, France, Iceland, Ireland, Germany. So that's a former Yugoslavian countries from former Yugoslavia.
You mentioned Netherlands. I was really surprised at them because I've always thought them as, you know, really ultra gay friendly. They come in at number 12.
12, yeah. That's surprisingly low. I mean, the study looks at the laws and policies that affect LGBTQ people in the countries, including asylum rights. At the other end of the spectrum, who do we think is at the bottom?
Russia, maybe?
Close. It's actually one of the countries that we've just featured, one of the entries that we featured in the show earlier today. It's Azerbaijan.
Oh, really?
2.3%.
So the top country got 89% and the bottom country only 2%.
Yes.
And Turkey, not much above them, which, you know, we've covered Turkey quite a lot recently. It's only up just under 4%.
Russia was fourth to last.
And Monaco, which is number 45, which is, they are in France effectively, really, as well. So, I mean, I know that France doesn't feature very highly, but 45, just above Russia, it sounds a bit odd.
And just one final bit of other good news from Europe, that Albania has become the third European country to ban so-called gay conversion therapy. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.